The following is a lecture on the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 8, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
This is the auspicious day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And then third birth anniversary. So this is formal, and then third and fourth and first and second. It is eternal. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described Nitya-lila. Nitya-lila means it is going on. Just like just now, it is 11 o'clock. This 11 o'clock, and when it becomes 12 o'clock, no. It does not mean that 11 o'clock is past. 11 o'clock is existing somewhere in India. It is 11 o'clock, and somewhere else it is 10 o'clock. And when in India it will be 12 o'clock, that 11 o'clock will. Therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever you take, that is going. It is not that one is finished. That is material calculation. Material calculation, this body we have got. When this body will finish, it is finished forever. It will never come. That is, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as finished. Nitya-lila, nitya-nuta. We have to understand that. In the material world, 1 minute lost, it is lost for you. Chanakya Pandit has given us instruction from the material point of view. Ayusha chanaye bhogi na labdha sarvabhuti vi. Sa chet nidarthakana nita kanuhani stratodhika. Ayusha chanaye bhogi. Suppose I shall live 50 years or 100 years maximum. So out of that, one moment lost, it will be never return. From our birth, when a child is born, we ask the parents, when the child is born, the parents said, this child was born in the morning, 10 o'clock. So, if the child is born at 10 o'clock, and now I'm asking at 11 o'clock, this 1 hour life of the child lost. 11 o'clock means the child has already died 1 hour. Out of this 100 years. So for Vaishnava, it is not like that. It is not like that. Na hannati hannamane. This is material calculation. 1 hour lost, 2 hours lost. The body body is like this, transient, it is using one moment, 1 hour, but spiritual life is different. Nitta sasatayam narnati annamani sarire. So, as Krishna comes, yadaladahi dhanma sablani upati bharata sadatmanam sijama. Krishna is eternal, but still he appears the same example, just like the sun is in the sky, but we see in the morning it appears and in the evening it returns. That is, defectness of our eyes, actually the sun is offering death. So similarly, Vaishnava, as Krishna comes, yadā-yadāhi dharma-saklāni. Similarly, Vaishnava means the confidence and servant of Krishna. He also comes for some purpose by the order of the Master. So their life and Krishna's life is the same. There is no question of past, present, future, nitya. Nitya sāsatayam na annati annamāne jari. So, tirobhāva, abhibhāva, they are the same thing as the appearance and disappearance. So, Bhakti-siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, our master, spiritual master, he also came in this world to execute some mission of life or mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he executed it, and when it was required, he left this place and went to another place to do the same. Just like the sun rises at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, there is 6 o'clock in another place, and there is 8 o'clock in another place. It is going on, Nityalila. So, we have nothing to lament for disappearance. We should simply remember his activity. That is remember. Vaishnava Kriyamudra Vikina Bhujo. We cannot understand the activities of the Vaishnava. But they come, any Vaishnava come for some particular meaning. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, naivad vidhi para durattaya vaitaranya tad vidya kanayana maha amrita matana chitya sochi tata vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya paramad bodo mura. Prahlad Maharaj said, to Nishinadev, my Lord, I have nothing to grieve, because wherever I shall sit down, glorifying your activity, I immediately begin merge into the ocean of Lakshmi. So I have nothing to grieve. But one thing I am sorry and in grief for, this vimura. Vimura, mura means rascal, and vimura, particularly rascal. Every living being within this material world, their muras because they have forgotten their relationship with Krishna. Mura na vijanati mahetva paramabhayam. This is mura. All living entities, more or less, we are all muras. Particularly vimuras, because there are different types of living entities. Jalajanam lakhani, savarat, kavinshati, kinvayur. 8,400,000 species of life. The evolution is going on. When we come to this stage of human form of life, here is a chance to get out of this evolutionary process. This is the chance. Asitim chaturāna caiva brahma vijīva jāti. In the Padma Purāna, the evolutionary theory, not theory, it is fact. Darwin's evolutionary theory, maybe, but in the Vedic literature, the evolution theory is existing since very, very millions of years. It is not crazy fellow's evolution theory, it is fact. So, in this evolutionary theory, fact, we see that the bhaunam janunam, bhaunam sambhavam, after many, many evolutions, millions and millions, we get this chance of human being to become human being. So in this human form of life, if we still remain a mura, then we are vimura. Vimura means, vi means vishesh. Here is a chance. And Krishna personally is giving his instruction to the human being. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. This is a chance. But still, we are not accepting. There will be mura. And mura, the cats and dogs, they cannot understand. If we give instruction to the dog, my dear dog, chant Hare Krishna, not this. But a human being, either he may be known to Krishna or not known to Krishna, he can be trained. Just like in your country, in Europe and America, they did not know even what Krishna. But since we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, you have become so many devotees of Krishna. That is possible. Because human beings, they can be trained. So, in spite of all this facility for the human being, if he is not trained up to Krishna consciousness, then he is vimura. He does not take the advantage. Namāra duṣkita namūra. In this human form of life, he is classified as duskitina, mura, nararama, maya, avritavya. Is this? He must be either of these categories. So, things have degraded so low that in India they are asking what is God. This is Kali. In India, where Krishna comes personally, where Lord Ramchandra comes, when Lord Buddha comes, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, in that country, now young men are asking, what is God? This is Kali Yuga. So we should not remain vimura. We should become intelligent. And to make us intelligent, Krishna comes, Krishna's devotees come, some messenger comes, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is one of the messengers of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brings Krishna consciousness. And not only he preached, but he trained up many disciples to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, by his grace, we are also endeavoring to do something. This is called parampara system. So we should take advantage of this Vaishnava mission, as Chaitanya and Prahlad Maharaj said, they are very anxious. Vaishnava means paradukha dukkhi, kipam bodhijas tamaham pravrtte. Paradukha Vaishnava. Our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is Vaishnava, 7% Vaishnava, and he was paradukha dukkhi. This is Vaishnava. He criticized Nirjan Bhajan. He has personally written one song, Man Tumi Kisher Vaishnava. Nirjanare Bhare Prasisara Sare Tavahari Nama Kevala Vaishnava. Man Tumi Kisher Vaishnava. He has a long song. Jayara Pratishtha, Sukarara Vishtha. Vaishnava means he doesn't want any material profit or material opulence or material emotives. He doesn't want. This is joy. But in the material world, everyone is busy for three things. Material profit, material reputation, love, puja, and material adoration. This is not Vaishnava's business. Vaishnava never cares for all these things. Vaishnava is always thinking how to do good to the suffering humanity. Lokanam hitakarinam, about six goshanis, it is said, nana shastra vichara nainka nipuno, sat dharma samasthapabho, lokanam hitakarinam, tibuvane mando, saranyakasam. This is Vaishnava. Nana shastra vichara nainka nipuno. This shastra, everything is there. Just like Srila Rupa Goswami has given us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. To understand what is bhakti, we have tried to translate it into English, the nectar of the world. So, why? Rupa Goswami was the minister in the government of Hussein Shah, very opulent position. Kapta Purna Vasai Samandana Patisane, Sada Tuchava, Bhutya Dina Ganesha Gau Karunaya Gau Dina Kantas. They desire the high post. ministers enjoy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for pushing on and on this Krishna consciousness movement. Tapta purnama se samandrata patisani sada tuch mukya dina gani sakau kurnaya kopi na kanthas. So, Vaishnava means for a good cause. They are simple things. There are so many politicians and humanitarians and so many. But nobody knows how to do good to others. Nobody knows. They do not know. The real fact is, as Krishna explains himself, that asatradhana puja dharma sasa parantava mahana prapya nivartanti mitu samsara vatmani. This is the real suffering of the humanity. I especially speak of the humanity, because with the human form of life one can actually understand what is the position, what is the value of life. The value of life, one should understand that we are in the cycle of birth and death. Buddha, Buddha, pradiyate. Once we take birth and again we die. Janma mittu jarabhyaya. Dukkha dosana darjana. So one should be intelligent to understand that I am eternal. I learn from Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature that aham brahmasmi, I am eternal. Why I am dying? This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Otherwise, cats and dogs, a dog, a cat does not know why he is dying. Neither he knows that he is eternal. But a human being can take information from the shastra that he is eternal, and he does not die on the destruction of the body. Krishna is giving this information. This is our reality, anandness, janma mittu jarabhyaya. But if we are kept into darkness about this, and simply we become busy with some superficial things, which is bahiratramana. Nate vidur sartha bhate me Vishnu durasaya. It is durasaya. So all these leaders, the political leaders, they do not know what is the value of life. The durasaya, with some hope which will never be fulfilled. They are busy with this. Therefore, a Vaishnava is paradukkha dukkhi. He knows what is the real suffering of humanity, and he tries to step sadharma sastakho nana sastra vichara nitam. Real sadharma. Dharma means occupation. Dharma does not mean that you believe in something. That is the description of the faith. Faith is different. But real dharma means the occupational duty. It's like government law. Government law, if you go on the street, you'll find, keep to the left. There's no question of faith. You must keep on the left. Otherwise you are criminal. You'll be punished. That is the real meaning is this. That dharma shasam bhagavat prami, the laws given by God. That is the simple definition of God. So, if we don't accept the dharma, then we'll be punished. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Dharmasya asya paranta. Asuddha Dharma, if we have no faith in the words of God, man mana bhava man bhakta, madhajaji man namas guru, Krishna is saying, if you do not become devotee, if you do not think of Krishna, then you will not get Krishna. You remain continuously birth after birth, forgetful of Krishna. And that is very dangerous. What is the danger? Nivartavati, mrittu samusara. Again, you will be cycle of birth and death, birth and death, birth. Note that today you are Indian, you shall get the birth again as Indian. No. Today you may be Indian Prime Minister, tomorrow you may be a dog in some other country. They do not know this law. Pratita kriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa ahankara vimulatma karta aham iti mannade. You are not independent. Nobody is independent. Today you may be something, tomorrow you may be something. But you must search out your real life. That is intelligence. That intelligence is given by the Vaishnava. Therefore, Vaishnava has got a very, very great responsibility. My Guru, Guru Maharaj pointed out, Bhakti-siddhanta Saraswati-ta. Mantra-mi-kise-re-vaishnava. Pratishthara-tare-nit-janara-ghare-tava-hari-nam-kiva. Formerly people used to know that if I take a mala and sit down in a secluded place, of course that is good, that is not bad. But the real business of Vaishnava is not for himself, but for others. Just like the example given by Rupa Goswami. Nāna sāstra chārane kajibunam saddharma samasthāpako yogānāni hitakāya. Rupanāna hitakāya, not personal hitakāya. Personal hitakāya, no, is not high class Krishna. I shall become liberated, let me give up anything and sit down. Sometimes that is also good, but sometimes we take it to get cheap adoration from innocent public. That here is a Vaishnava, he sits down. No. My Guru Maharaj, Bhakti-siddhanta Saraswati-taka, he was not that type of Vaishnava. You should remember. That is his special gift. He wanted every one of his disciples to go and please the current of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Here we are in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's country, but place, we should remember. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, asked every Indian to take his mission. At least Bengalis should take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission? Amarangai Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh Jare Da Kotare Kaho Krishna Bole. Even if you cannot go outside, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, either in here, in Namadri, or in Calcutta, or in anywhere. You best become a guru. Don't become a rascal. You become a guru. Now how can I become a guru? I am not very educated. No, you don't require to be very highly educated rascal. Simply repeat Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says. You become a guru. Unfortunately, we don't care for Krishna's instruction. We are busy with this ism, that ism, that ism. So we should remember, I don't wish to take much time, that saying, Bhakti-siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction very seriously, and he wanted his disciple to do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wanted that. And Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta, this Mahaprabhu, is meant for this purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, as it was deserved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.